and ways to fly here, post-game show! Kind of, sort of. It will be in about 10 minutes and 36 seconds. Last game of the regular season. Got the Capitals, Wan-Wan. The Wan-Wan score.
The Wan-Wan score.
I am like, this is like being in high school and the last week of the year and you don't give a shit, you're completely checked out and you just gotta go through the motions. This is where Dan the Flyer fan is at right now. I'm on a beach in Maui somewhere.
You're just dressed in whatever. Who cares? You just walk into someone's classroom. It's not even your classroom, but you have to still be in school. So you're just like fucking around all day. That's just what it really feels like today. Just, I'm like trying to kind of keep this like, okay, what if they do? Like, there's like this weird like nagging naivety in my back of my head going, what if they do it? What if they do it? What if they actually get through? And then the realist and also the pessimist in me is going, they're going to lose, and then somehow the Canadians are going to win, and it's going to be on themselves.
Their reward for making the playoffs is going to be a series against the Rangers.
I mean, they beat them 4-1, so you know, they have a chance.
They were 0-8 in the previous meetings, but yeah.
What? You're kidding.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever the game was.
They're gonna go on a real gauntlet. And they're gonna take them on and win.
The thing about this team is like, if they blow it here in the last 10 minutes, I could totally see it. If they score with like 40 seconds left and they make it and
totally
they win, I could see it too. No matter what happens in the next 9 minutes here, it's totally believable.
Everything's possible with this team in the worst way. It's like not one of those like it's not one of those exciting like, ooh, anything's possible. Like, this could like this is a really exciting. This is a mid off right now. This dying Capitals team that's just trying to hold on to any hope of being relevantly good, and trying to give Ovechkin just some more time to play, and this Flyers team that just can't score worth a goddamn. And it's just has always been made, but overachieved. And we're just watching these two teams just try and survive. And it's, I don't know, just so I just want to get it over with. My knees shaking right now because I just want to see.
After that 8-game losing streak, I was checked out. I was like, this is like, I'm out. Like, you lost me. I was just starting to buy it. We just talked about this last week in postgame. When Nick and I did the postgame against Carolina like 3 or 4 weeks ago now, I was bought in. I was like, these motherfuckers, they're going to do it. They could beat this team. And then this losing streak happens, and I'm just like, nope, it's the same old shit that it's always been. And
that's kind of what I
make a, like, you know, season out of it here, beating the Rangers and Devils and... Now they gotta deal with this one. But yeah, I'm like mentally just not here anymore.
Listen, I predicted this right when we were finishing up that gauntlet. They were 2-3-2, and it was 6 points. And they're like, all right, they just literally need to win one of these games, and they'll be fine. And then they go on to lose all 8. And it was just absolutely... It just kind of... What was it? It shattered the illusion.
Yeah.
The rose-colored glasses were... Someone... with a big hairy knuckle fist, punched you in the eyes with your rose-colored glasses and made your eyes bleed. And it was just, took every little bit of hope out of you. And now we're just kind of, well, if they do it, great. They kind of been, that's been kind of their story this whole time. But if they lose, that's also been kind of the story this entire year. They are... not good enough for like a real playoff chance, but they're not bad enough for a draft pick or like a good draft pick. And
that's the other thing. If they miss, they're drafting like 14th.
It's just like, it's great. Like, we're going to get a
great. You don't make the playoffs and you don't draft high.
You get a Travis Sanheim.
Somewhere in between.
Pretty sure he was 14th overall. So great. We get another one of those guys. Super exciting. In a draft that's particularly not strong after the 10th pick.
Well, in the meantime, while we wait for a decision to be had on the ice, put a piece out today that you wanted to touch upon about Steven Stamkos. And, you know, there's apparently a lot of uncertainty whether this guy goes back to Tampa or not. There were even rumors that he may have been dealt at the deadline. Guillaume Brisebois. Not Guillaume Brisebois, Julien Brisebois. Guillaume is the hockey player. GM Brisebois said that they were not going to move him at the deadline. But, you know, the doesn't have a contract. Tampa's in, you know, a bit of a mess cap-wise after all these years of trying to compete. And Stamkos, 34 years old. You know, obviously at this point you want to be building around 20-year-olds, right?
Yes.
Talented 20-year-olds. Yes. But the Flyers are essentially in a holding pattern until Mitchkov shows up. That's kind of the feeling like that we're getting here, right? Is very little
so
progress
stupid.
Is going to be made until Mitchkov shows up, in which case they're going to start panicking and making all the moves then. But the age in this one, and people, you know, on Twitter, he's old, Daniel! Yes, that's half the point, though. He's old! You can sign him to a relatively short-term contract. 2 or 3 years. Just to
yeah,
hold you over long enough until Mitchkov shows up. Mm-hmm. You know, he's still talented. Obviously, he's not going to have Nikita Kucherov. He's not going to have, you know, I don't think he's put up 100 points with the Flyers next season like he's touched over the last 3 years in Tampa. But he's easily the best player that they have. He'd help
that's
significantly on the power play. And for all of you, what culture, Daniel? He's been the captain for 10 years in Tampa, and he won the Marc Messier Award for leadership in 2022-23. So, checks all the bot. Like, it just, his AAV is going to be very high. That's going to be unavoidable. He's only making 8.5 right now. I was baffled when I saw that. But
really? That's crazy.
You know,
for him?
$10 million a year for 2 years? Have him here, you know, one of those guys that, especially if they're going to keep Morgan Frost around, you know, well, I would love for these guys to learn from Stamkos and to have that, you know, learning treatise under for a little while and make some moves. I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, it's fun. I talked about this on one of the most recent freaking Flyer episodes of, like, the second I start writing these pieces, because I do this every year and go through all the trades and free agents and all that, the second I start writing these, all these shitheads that talk about how great this team is are going to start, no, we can't do this, Daniel! We can't get better, Daniel! Yep, mentions were filled with it all day long. Vinny Lecavalier, Daniel! First of all, Lecavalier was one-legged and broken down by the time he got here. Steven Stamkos is... 90 points this season? Not exactly the same thing, by the way. You may want to, like, do even a slight Google search before pulling that argument out on me. But, overall, I really, does he make it to free agency? I still don't really believe it. One of those things, you know, you won't believe it until you see it, I suppose. But if he does, I am fully on board bringing Steven Stamkos to Philadelphia.
See, I'm always of the opinion to keep the Flyers young and just get these young guys some experience. That's kind of been my preaching moment every time
we have
a podcast.
I would rather an aging veteran like Steven Stamkos be taking away minutes rather than Nick Delorier be taking away minutes.
And that's where I kind of was leading to is it's a lot different when it's Mark Stahl getting ice time than Steven Stamkos.
Yeah.
It's completely like... He would be the actual idea of what Mark Stahl was supposed to be rather than be this useless veteran signing. He would actually probably instead of equating him to Vincent Lecavalier, you could probably equate him to a lesser tier Jaromir Jagr and how he was able to get more out of Giroux when he was younger. And that Scott Hartnell Giroux Jagr line was just incredible when I was first watching. So imagine him on a line with Travis Konecny or anyone that Morgan Frost is centering him. You know, he could actually give them some points. He could actually show them how to fucking score, hopefully. You know, make this team grow. If we're going to keep these guys young and let's have someone who's got 2 Stanley Cups, who actually really fucking earned them, not like Eric Johnson, who just kind of was like on the Avalanche team. And like, let's get these guys, like, this team sucks at scoring. This team can't score worth a damn. Why don't you want a guy who's a goal scorer who has done it to not to be kind of showing these guys who show some real promise, but don't have that kind of extra push or they don't have that kind of guidance. So there's no offense on this team that's like worth an actual damn.
Kevin Kurtz just tweeted, getting late here. What time does Ersson leave? 3 minutes? 4? What the fuck are they talking about?
They're saying, a lot of people are saying Torts will probably pull the goalie in like the last minute. Like,
oh,
they're like,
my God. They're that saying, would be the fucking anything. Way to end it. Empty so net sick. Goal in a tied game.
So
10
sick.
Seconds left.
I don't understand why you would
want to
pull.
Actually, I want that to happen now. Fuck it. Make it go. Just lose on an empty net goal from a shitty coaching decision. Please. Oh, I would have a field day with that.
Their whole season lies on if Tortorella wants to do a Hail Mary or not. I don't know. It's if all the Capitals are trying to do right now is just keep the Flyers from scoring.
All Flyers are literally just dumping the fucking puck in the zone. And losing possession and going right back.
There's nothing there. They're just kind of just scrambling themselves. This is why
the Caps just need to get this to overtime.
Yeah, they know what they need to do, and they're doing it well. Because the Flyers,
believe it or not,
don't
have the fucking
zone.
Talent to do this right.
They can't even enter the zone. Like, this team just looks like they can't do it.
How did five people end up in the goal there? What happened? Look away for a second.
I don't know.
Fun shit.
You're ahead of me, I think.
But
oh, there it is. they all just fell at each other.
But yeah, Stamkos, that guy.
No, yeah, I think he would be definitely.
He's also primarily a left wing, so he doesn't really address the center problem. But you know, the other big name that's still unsigned is Sam Reinhardt. And I am a huge Sam Reinhardt mark. He may be like my favorite player in the league right now. Fucking love this guy. I fought hard for him for the Flyers in 2021 when they picked up Risto, and no, of course they didn't. We just need to give up a shit ton for Risto and not Sam Reinhardt or Jack Eichel for that fucking whatever. Not to open that can of worms. But Jack Reinhardt's 28, so
yeah,
that's one of those ages where it's like you're gonna give him a long term contract and it's gonna blow up in your face sooner or later. Like Stamkos still has gas in the tank at 34. You know, I don't love the age. Obviously, if you can find somebody that's 24 and puts up 100 points, that would be more ideal, but you're never going to find that. But, this idea has grown on me significantly. You know, this is something we talked about. I don't remember if it was the deadline or before the deadline or whatever it was. And like, kind of sort of sold on him. But if he leaves in free agency and you can get him for like 2 years, I'd be on board with that one.
Yeah, I think in the terms of rebuild, he would make a lot of sense. And, you know, they're not really trying to get much younger anyway, so might as well have a guy who's proven to.
Yeah, if they're not making an effort to actually, you know, rebuild, then may as well try and win.
Yeah, that's the thing. And, I mean, you're already going to be paying for Travis Konechny because you know that he's going to get that max contract next year.
Oh, God.
Which I don't want, but it's going to happen no matter what. He's their best player, quote
unquote.
What's
your prediction that Konechny's getting?
The most miserable deal I can think of is probably something like 10. If I had to be realistic, it'd probably be like something like 10 years, 8 million or eight or maybe vice versa,
vice
8 million
versa.
Yeah. Something like that. Or like,
I've wrote
yeah,
a piece,
10
I'm, well,
years.
In the process of writing a piece about this one. And I just haven't posted it yet. Cause I'm kind of waiting for this season to figure its shit out. But every scenario that I've thought of just disgusts me.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing where I'm like, yeah, I would do that. Like, if you, like, it's 3 years at 8 million a per, fine, whatever, you know, but anything more than that, I'm just like, nah, even that, I'm like, I don't know. Nothing even wrong. Oh, God, the Konechny stands are going to be angry at us for this one, but it's not even Konechny himself anymore. Konechny's a perfectly fine player. To me, it's the age. This is a guy that you're going to give a long-term contract to at this age. He's going to be 28, I believe, when his current contract expires in 25.
Yeah, it's 28.
That sucks. We just talked about this with Reinhardt. That's a shitty age to consume to. And he's not that great in the first place. He's significantly better. He seems to be, you know, the 65-point guy now. It's not nothing. It's better than he was, you know, for the previous 6 years of his career before this season and last. But at the end of the day, this is just not a guy you lock up for a stupid contract. Learn your lesson from Sean Couturier. Learn your lesson from Travis Sanheim and say, nope, You got to move on. And listen, it's an unpopular move. Trading Konechny is probably the most unpopular thing this organization could do right now. But it just, it's your best chance for long-term success is just not signing him to a contract, getting, you know, maybe even two first-round picks for the right team for something like this, or a first-round pick and a nice prospect. Like, god damn.
He is the best trade asset you have, and there's no point in keeping it. It's just so it like you said, it is great that he's finally kind of showing his stuff and he's, you know, putting up 60 plus points in a season and, you know, really showing his stuff that we've kind of hoping he would see. But it's at this point, it's too little too late. We wanted to see that stuff when like Simmons, Voracek, and Drew were here, and that early on. We're not seeing that anymore because none of them are here. Wayne Simmons literally fucking retired this weekend, and we're in a rebuild. He's perfect for the time of going and getting a playoff push. Oh, put him
Shark
on a team that
4-4.
Oh my fucking god.
So what happens now? Hate how tense I am right now with this 1-1 with 3:55 left. I hate this. I hate that these fuckers are bringing me back in.
But so what happens now that Detroit...
I have no idea what this playoff scenario is. Just, I'm going to be upfront with everybody. I've seen these scenarios. I've read them all on Twitter today. There are going to be...
I'm so confused.
This one. This team needs points. This team does this. I don't know. I don't care. I don't have a goddamn astrology degree. I can't figure this out. I just know the Flyers need to win in regulation, and they are running out of time to make that happen.
Did you say astrology degree?
Yeah. Biology?
I'm a cancer. What are you?
I'll get Shane on for that one. I'll really lose.
Oh wait, you're shit. Oh wait, you're a cancer. I forgot.
I'm a Virgo, I believe.
Wait, no, hang on. You're July.
August 26th.
Oh, doctor. You're August 26th? I thought you were July. I'm so stupid.
God, you don't know me at all, Papa.
You don't know my name half the time.
Caps just scored an empty net goal.
Wait, what?
Oh my god! Torts poured the goal. I was talking about my birthday and missed the hot moment of the season. Caps scored an empty net goal with 3 minutes left. It's over! Well, not
it's
yet.
Over
but
this season's over. Why did they pull the goalie? Why did they do it?
Why would you do that? I mean, yeah, I guess you had to win. And if you went to overtime, it didn't matter anyway, but...
Well, you let it go to overtime, then you go, okay, whatever. But now, I don't care. We just said how funny that would fucking
Red Wings score with 4 seconds to go and tie it and send it to OT. The Flyers are eliminated, and they lost to the Capitol. Well, losing to the Capitol.
Well, the season's over.
No playoff hockey in Philadelphia. I get to masturbate for the next 6 months. Undenied.
Well, I just turned that game off. That's over. There's no point. That'll do it. Shane Gostisbehere wins.
Where's the
Chuck
champagne?
I got water, and I got
everything from the Christmas show still up here.
Really? Just chilling?
Mm-hmm. This is where I keep my alcohol in the studio, because it's where I need it the most.
Well, of all the places, all right, well, so that's it. So now...
I'm so happy.
So, standings... Hang on, where's the... Flyers have been eliminated from playoff contention.
One time we need a video podcast here to watch the celebratory dance.
God, Dan, you hate the Flyers so much.
I'm such a negative asshole. No, I'm tired.
Well, Dan, your prediction is completely right. Not good enough for the playoffs. Not good enough for a top 10 draft spot. Or, not bad enough for a top 10 draft spot. Literally, like you called it, at the beginning of the season.
I really wanted Dylan Strome to be a Flyer, too. That one bothers me. He and Dylan Strome and Sam Reiner are probably the two that bother me the most over the last handful of years.
DeBrincat hasn't had a greatest year, I don't think.
That's a whole fucking different story, DeBrincat, but man.
Well, shit. Okay, so... that means the Penguins are out too, then.
Probably.
The Flyers had to lose. If the Flyers lost, the Penguins are out. That's what they said.
Just Detroit and Capitals for their last spot.
I guess if
or did the Caps officially clinch yet.
Well, so I think if it depends
Caps
on
have one
I
more
guess,
game, I think Detroit was done tonight.
I think it depends on if Detroit wins.
Yeah, it's true. It probably depends if Detroit wins.
So if Detroit wins,
currently in the second,
I would
spot.
Assume.
So Detroit, I would well, assume if they both win, then I don't know.
They get the same amount of points, so Caps have to lose the game.
Why
the
does it have to be so complicated?
I don't know. Gary Bettman sucks.
Hell yeah. What do you think about the Yotes moving out of Erzurner?
They're playing in a weren't they playing in a college stadium the last like two years? Like they were.
If anybody listening has a white MIC gamer Kachina jersey, I will buy it from you.
He has a nice Carter Hart game worn jersey. He'd like to trade you.
I mean, if anybody wants that Carter Hart jersey, I'll give it to you.
Will you just give it away at this point, or are you gonna try and see if you can?
I really want to put it on eBay for auction and just start it at like $5 and see what happens.
You know
just
what?
To get rid of it, but
people will buy it.
Somebody's gonna buy it for that price.
I was right behind a guy wearing a Carter Hart jersey in my like in my seats when I was at the Wayne Simmons retirement game on Saturday. So
I was at a Phantoms game a couple weeks ago, and there was a couple wearing a Carter Hart jersey and a Tony D'Angelo jersey.
So they just hate woke.
What
that's
fucking
what that's,
lovely people they must be.
They must say woke is ruining this country a lot. Yikes, that sucks. I don't know how you can ever back Tony D'Angelo as like a part liar. He just sucks. He's just a shitty fucking guy. Well, I mean, so now, shit, where do we go from here? What the fuck?
Right to the bar.
Like, that's what I was like, where do the Flyers go from here? They just, so the story is they overachieved. They blew it right at the end. They had like blew six tires on a four wheel car and completely fell flat on their face to lose out of a playoff spot. And in the last game, in the last 3 minutes, they pull a goalie there and immediately get scored on, which kind of actually, that just sums the season up right there. A goaltender leaves and they just get scored on. Just not that goaltender.
This is the Cutter loudest chair. Are you a Gauthier sign with the Ducks? I kind of really like this guy.
You like, hang on, oh no. Flyers sort of is going to kill you for saying that one.
This guy is such a perfect villain. I love him. This sport needs people like that. This is like early career Sidney Crosby levels of heat this guy has already. Love it. That guy's such an asshole. It's fantastic.
It would have been nice to have him on this team, but oh well. This is what it is.
Yeah, they're. I have a feeling the Flyers are going to be regretting this one for the next 20 years. But especially if this Drysdale character doesn't do anything more than he's doing right now.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, he looks pretty good this game, but what does that really mean? What is that like in the grand scheme of things?
He's fine. Like, he's not bad, but he's not that top young guy either. And there's time, but I don't know. Like, everything that I knew about him in Anaheim was that he was injured a lot and underwhelming, you know, from what his draft positioning would suggest. And that's the two things that we've seen in Philadelphia so far. Injured and just kind of meh. So
yeah.
There's time. It's only 22.
Yeah, I'd also say, like, isn't that Ducks team just like completely unstructured? Like, they're just completely wasting most of their talent anyway.
As compared to the Flyers that are utilizing everybody to their fullest potential.
Well, I would, you know, we don't have to bring facts into this.
I don't want that side of the argument.
I don't want to talk about the fact that Mark Stahl probably played more games than Adam Ginning and Ronnie Adder should have been playing, and the fact that Eric Johnson's on this team and he played probably more games than either of those players too. It's just, I don't know. This team pisses me off. I'm ready to throw this team in the goddamn trash. And I hope this is a signifier for Danny Briere to make a goddamn move this offseason. Get some of these people off this team.
I have no faith.
I have no faith either, but that's what he should be doing. I think he should look at this roster, see who did not show up. Joel Farabee, Travis Konechny when it didn't matter, like when it mattered the most. Maybe you could see if you can get Travis Sanheim to waive his no trade clause.
They're just going to turn it. Hey, we fought back. We made it to the 80. We played a meaningful game 82.
You didn't. My ass.
I mean, they
my fucking ass.
They did until they blew it. But
so then he didn't, because that's the thing. It's like, if they was really meaningful, they wouldn't make a stupid move like pulling their goalie in a tied game. Well, that means
well,
that
I mean, Detroit
your whole
fucked
season.
Him anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
It's true. But it's like
this game meant something, whereas in the last 4 years it hasn't. You know, so like there were positives. This is not a completely, you know, lost, worthless campaign like some of the last few years have, but it's clearly not good enough. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and I have zero fucking faith that this organization is going to do it. They've stabbed me in the back one too many times when it comes to this kind of shit. You know, we talked about this in 2018, again in 2020. You know, you have these good seasons, these overachieving seasons. You followed up by doing nothing. You run it back and just get your ass kicked into your ass. And that, like, they're patting themselves in the back from culture, and everybody loves each other, and our veterans are so good, and our young guys all suck, because it's that kind of stuff where, you know,
honestly,
partnered with the fact that they haven't made a big trade since Chris Pronger in 2009, you know, I'm just, I have no faith. I have no faith that this organization makes a big trade this summer.
Yeah, I don't have any faith either, especially because there's probably some good opportunities to get some people that could actually help your team. So Sam Reinhart probably would not be one I would. I get why you'd want him, and I'd be fine with it. They did somehow have the balls to sign him, but I wouldn't mind seeing if they would actually make a run at like someone like Trevor Zegras, or if Steven Stamkos does somehow hit free agency, get a guy like that to be that real veteran leadership presence that you kept preaching about all year, but then you'd tout out Scott Laughton, Sean Couturier, and Mark Stahl and say they're your leaders.
Cavs really clinched the second wild card spot, according to the graphic on the television.
So it's over. We're all there.
Game is over. Flyers lost 2-1.
And we are now... So do we have all of our... Do we have all of our...
If the Cavs clinched, then the playoff picture should be there. I think the Atlantic has seed positioning, I saw today, with Florida and whatnot, but everything else is,
so it's
the teams are set. Yes.
All right. Well, who do you think's gonna
Florida?
You think it's gonna be Florida this year?
Yeah,
I would. That wouldn't mind that. Be kind of another fuck you to the Flyers, seeing Bobrovsky and Stolarz hold up the cup. Yeah, like a goddamn travesty. They'd probably be one of my picks. Hurricanes probably would be like my dark horse. Rangers, I could see going deep or also falling flat in their face in the first round. Like
Rangers do not intimidate me at all. It is incredible that they made it as far as they have.
It's amazing that they're as high as they are. Like I have a feeling they're going to Bruins it. Like Bruins did last year. They're going to have a successful year and then blow it in the first round. It seems to be kind of the story with those kinds of teams. Bruins did it. Then there's the whole thing with Tampa Bay having like this like career year, like league career year, and getting, what was it, shut out by the Columbus Blue Jackets or the Tortorella?
I think so, yeah.
I can't remember. We hear you. We understand whatever they said. As Flyers should post that. All right, so it'll be the Capitals versus New York Rangers. I can easily see the Rangers winning that one, but who knows? I don't know anymore, dude. This has been quite a season.
So Frank Cervelli just tweeted out, and after the Red Wings scored a tie and theoretically saved their season in Philadelphia, the Flyers thought they were still alive, pulled Sam Ersson needing a regulation win, but the Caps scored an empty netter, which will eliminate Detroit and Pittsburgh if Washington hangs on to win, which they did. So
the Penguins are out.
Everyone's out. The East is set now. Caps are the last team.
Wow. At least we knocked the Penguins out of a playoff spot just by losing. That's amazing.
Pull the goalie?
Dude, why do they do anything they do? Why is Rocky Thompson running this power play?
Who fell down? Who was that?
Is that what happened? Someone fell down?
Someone fell down. I can't Whoever's, come on. I care about TJ Oshie celebrating. Give me my fucking.
Is who that who fell down? The
why would we want Mark Nikas? Aren't we like completely stuffed on right wingers?
Paling? No, Paling failed to keep it in. And then.
Crazy. Our defense fucked up. I feel so bad for Sam Ersin.
Yeah, this really guy deserved much better this year than what he got. Is that Hathaway?
Everyone's favorite, Garnet Hathaway. Flyers asked it, so what's next? Drafting hotshot forward at what, 14? Bullshit. What hotshot forward are we drafting at 14?
No matter who they draft, they're going to overhype him anyway, and they won't be shit like they do every year.
When was the last time? Was it Travis Sanheim that we picked 14th overall in the NHL draft? Oh, hang on. Where did we pick him?
Hold on, let me...
We picked him 17. Wow, he drafted higher than Tony D'Angelo.
It may have been Eric Johnson. I can see the 9. I can't see the other number.
Wait, Eric Johnson was the one who blew it? Hang on. Where's the replay? I got to find it.
It's on the... some random.
This is exciting, riveting podcasting.
I think it's Hathaway. Why was Hathaway out with the goaltender pulled anyway?
Why did any of this happen the way it did?
Well, that's also true.
Like... I wouldn't do that unless I knew I was going to have, like, all my goal scorers out there. And, like, I'd put my two best defensemen.
All your goal scorers, quote unquote.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. We don't have any of those. Our best player can't even scratch the amount of goals that he does to points as Austin Matthews. Anybody but Toronto, man, he says. I mean, that's fair. I kind of just want to see Toronto lose in the first round again. God, I think the West still needs to figure something out, though.
You know, if they didn't lose 8 straight, they would have made the playoffs.
Wait, really? Did you think?
If they won even one of those 8 games, they probably would have made the playoffs.
They would have 100% made the playoffs. If they didn't lose 5-1 to the goddamn Blackhawks and then lose 9-3 to the fucking Habs, yeah, maybe we'd be talking a different conversation right now. But no, they had to blow it. And this team just, I'm so done with this team. I'm so glad the season's over. This is just like a huge weight lifted.
I did not need another 2 weeks of them getting slaughtered by the Rangers. Like, well, at least, just end it now.
I will say, that's the one nice thing about the last few years is like I get to watch NHL playoffs and not feel any stress.
Not be enveloped by misery.
I wouldn't mind seeing the Dallas Stars win it too, but I don't think they're going to do it. That'd be kind of cool though. See if they just turn it on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Give me Florida. Or give me death.
You just want Sam Reinhart to raise a cup.
Yes.
That's fair.
I've been picking the Panthers to win for like 4 years now. So
you just want to finally be right one.
Sooner or later, they're going to win.
You're going to get there. I mean, the odds may the odds be ever be in your favor on that one. I don't know. It's crazy because I was there on Saturday and it was. It's crazy how packed that the state. Not, I mean, it wasn't crazy. It was Wayne Simmons' retirement night, but it was pretty nice to see the Wells Fargo Center so packed out. It kind of like I forgot for a second that how bad this team was
packed for a player that used to play here that was good.
hey, I'm fine with that. That was the whole reason I went. I got to watch Wayne Simmons walk down in casual clothes, do a puck drop, then leave, and that was literally all. And then I just watched a bunch of footage. That was the that was retirement night. Didn't really do much else with them. Oh boy. And at least we'll reminisce on his great years while we're doing nothing until Mishkov comes, and then Mishkov has to do the Connor McDavid and literally carry this team to a play a first round exit.
Yeah.
So who are we buying out? Peterson, Johansson, Atkinson, this entire team? I'm down with this entire team.
The Red Wings won in a shootout.
Oh my God.
Not that it matters, but
well, their season's over. It's all over. Weird. So now it's the playoffs and then draft and then I don't know.
And then a few months of peace and quiet.
And then questionable depth signings that we don't need.
Yeah.
Do you think this so we have I saw you just posted an article about this too, or someone did. Yeah, it was you. About remaining Flyers and UFAs and RFAs and who returns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't see why anyone besides Bobby Brink returns, maybe Zamula.
So we got your restricted free agents are Igor Zamula, Bobby Brink, and Adam Ginning. Your UFAs are Fedotov, Gerionov, Johnson, and Stahl.
So if they sign either Mark Stahl or Eric Johnson to any type of contract, I'm not watching this team next year. I'm over.
Committing seppuku. Yeah.
I'm actually committing seppuku. If they let Bobby Brink go, I'm going to be a little pissed, but...
I think, and again, this is heavily contingent on whether or not they actually make a trade, but if they pursue someone like Zegras, I think Brink's going back in that deal.
I think that's, yeah, I very much believe that too.
He feels like trade fodder to me. Highly contingent on them making a trade, obviously.
That's such a shame, though. I had high hopes on him actually being a part of
the
future.
Bobby Brink. I still like Bobby Brink. Probably my favorite Flyer in this current team, but I don't think this organization does because they never gave him a chance to, you know, do anything.
It's a shame, too. It's just such a shame because he looked pretty good at the beginning of the year.
But it's like, he looks good. Gets hot, and then he makes one mistake and he's punished for like a month.
And
then they slowly but surely work him back in. He looks good again, makes one mistake, punished for another month. And it's been the story of the entire season for Bobby Brink.
That's such a shame, though. And like, that's why I get so frustrated when people call this a rebuild still. And like, people make that argument. Like people expect this team to be good in a rebuild. I'm like, no, what I expect this team to do is play their fucking young guys and not bench them whenever they make a mistake. Like, you fuck with their confidence that way because now when they go back on the ice, they're constantly thinking, I don't want to fuck up.
The next time
I fuck up,
it's over. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like they can't play their game because they're afraid to play their game because when they played their game, yeah, there were some positive things, but then they made one mistake and they're fucked. Honestly, I wouldn't blame him. And I hope Bobby Brink and Cutter Gauthier are on a Ducks line together, scoring it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to be a Ducks fan after this, quite frankly.
It might happen.
Time.
You know what? They don't have bad jerseys. I won't mind getting one of those duck jerseys with the masks and everything. I'm fine with that. Everyone would hate us, but Connor Gauthier.
Zamula is an interesting one.
He's
fallen in and out of favor all season long with the coaching staff. He started out
with the fans.
In Tortorella. Well, the fans are a bunch of fucking idiots. But he started out with John Tortorella's doghouse, and he started to play really well. And then he got all that obscene power play time. He's still, by the way, second on the team in power play points, Igor Zamula. Yes. And then he was playing solid, and then he had the hiccup there right towards the end of the season. Saw a couple games out. Played the last two, but I don't know. He's 24. This was his first year in the league. He still is an RFA. So I could see him getting another one-year deal to come back and serve as, you know, the sixth or seventh defenseman. I mean, everyone's already fucking here. Sanheim, Drysdale, York, Attard, Sealer, and Risto are still under contract already. So, you know, if they want to just keep everything the exact same, and even if they want to change it up, you know, Zamula, you can probably get him what, 1 by 1.5 or something like that. Relatively cheap, nothing to it. I could see them bringing him back and just for an extra body purpose, but yeah, I don't know.
So we lose. I have to imagine the right thing is they lose Mark Stahl and Eric Johnson.
You would think, so, but they're in the category of I don't believe they're gone until they're gone.
Just like James Van Riems like last year.
Exactly. Like, there's no way they bring this guy, either one of these two back. But at the same time, it's the Flyers. And I totally believe that they would bring either one of these two back.
So you have York, presumably Sanheim, Steeler and Drysdale.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 already.
And
if you want to count Adderd in this, because his contract is one way, but they clearly don't want to play him. So.
That'd be another thing. That's another thing. He didn't play tonight, did he?
He hasn't played since the losing streak, I think.
Crazy. So you'd have Adderd, then I guess technically it would be... Who would be... I guess Ristolainen, wherever the fuck
he is. Still around, yeah.
Wherever the fuck he is. So I guess you're all pretty stocked up. So yeah, Zamul would probably be a seventh guy, and then Emil Andre is damned in purgatory.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Why
I really
is
want
one of their
up.
Guys that could help on the power play when you could just keep him in the AHL forever?
This is why I'm hoping they make some actual moves and get some of these people off the roster and actually bring people like Emil Andre up next year. Because I think Emil Andre deserves the NHL time. And I'm sure you, who've actually watched the Phantoms and pay attention to how he's actually played, understand.
Like, I would take him over just about everybody right now. Maybe besides York.
What do you think? Like, you think York had a good year. I think he's made some developments, right?
He's fine.
He's been doing whatever. I think people are overhyping him. But I think
tremendously overhyping him, yeah.
I think he's been making a lot of, like, the right steps, but you can't say he's, like, officially your number one.
Your bonafide one defenseman. This is how you got in trouble with Provorov doing this, by the way.
Exactly.
Just having a player that's good, not great, that you pretend is a 1D, and when he ultimately doesn't take that next step further, then you get pissed at him saying, he's not a 1 defenseman, even though they were the ones that hyped it up in the first place.
Weird. It's like, maybe stop putting him with Travis Sanheim.
Yeah.
What a fuck. I hate that we have him for the next...
Hey, only 7 more years now.
I'm going to be 35, 36 years old. I'm going to be as old as Mark fucking Stahl when he's off the team. I'm so mad at that. That makes me so mad. I'm going to grow a beard and like hair like Mark Stahl and shave it off when Travis Sanheim finally leaves this fucking team. Oh my God. I'm so tired of him. He looked a little better this year.
His first like 15 games were awesome. And then he fell back to earth because it's what he always does. And he just reverts to being a dude.
Yeah, he deserves this contract for sure. He deserves to have
Chuck Fletcher's lasting middle finger.
I hate Chuck Fletcher so fucking much. He's fucked this team, and I mean the team's fucked themselves too. But he's fucked this team so hard with giving Couturier and Sanheim those contracts, and we're just stuck with them. We're just stuck with them. Who wants Sean Couturier? Who wants Travis Sanheim?
The Flyers do.
I don't want him. I want him out
They're
here.
They're top guys.
I'm tired of looking at Sean Couturier. I'm done with it.
He's your captain.
Who fucking cares?
For 6 more years.
Who fucking cares?
Playing
I didn't want a captain.
Tonight on the fourth line.
I didn't ask for a captain. I asked for a rebuild.
Yeah, yeah.
A new era of Orange. Our captaincy is Sean Couturier, Travis Konecny, and Scott Laughton. All three people are from the last era.
I thought about that a lot.
Goddamn ass.
You know, especially ever since this whole Couturier shit hit the fan. It's just like, they talk about how shit the previous culture was and how great this culture was, and yet it's led by Scott Laughton and Sean Couturier, who have been here since 2011 and 2012.
Yeah, but Nick Steeler's here,
what
so it's all good.
What kind of sense does that make? How can the previous culture be bad if it's the same players that are leading the way in both generations?
I couldn't tell you. This is why this season's been so confusing to me. Everything's been a mixed message. Everything has been kind of like, everything has been, when you think up, it's down. And it's down, it's left. It's just, that's kind of how this season has been. You go into the season thinking, all right, they're going to be in a rebuild. They're going to probably play like a bottom five team. That's what everyone expected. And then they come out like with hells on wheels out the gate and just fucking overachieve. look pretty good. I mean, Carter Hart saved a bunch of those games. We have we can't even like front that. Carter Hart is one of the biggest reasons they got to the place they were. And
he was very good at what he did professionally. Yeah.
Exactly. He wasn't very good on the personal side, but and I'm not saying I want Carter Hart back here. I don't, you know, that ship has sailed and I don't give a fuck anymore. About
I want
the
a
guy.
Goaltender that was as good as Carter Hart. Yeah.
That's exactly, and less problematic, hopefully. But you can't look at this season without looking at his play, unfortunately. And it's not like I want to talk about him all the time. And I don't want to, I'm not even like a Carter Hart defender. Whatever happens, happens, and he can go rot in fucking hell for all I care. But he stood on his head for so many years, and people, I think, took that for granted.
Oh, they were taking it for granted up until his last game.
Yeah, exactly.
The people that, you know, December and early January there, people were, they were done with Hart, and they wanted Ersin. Ersin's the future. Ersin's the guy. And I'm sitting here like,
here's your future.
Maybe that's, this seems like a bad call to make. And then Carter Hart leaves the team on January 17. That was his last game. And 3 days later, January 20, from January 20 to today, April 2026, they had the worst save percentage in the league collectively between Ersin, Peterson, Sandstrom, and Fedotov.
Oh, God, dude. I see. And that was the thing. It's like, that was one of the one really positive takeaways I have of this team by December was, I really like our goalie tandem.
Yeah.
I really like that Carter Hart.
I don't know
Hart
how good you
Ersin.
Had it with Hart and
I love
Ersin
that
tandem there. Yeah.
That if there was one thing I could have said positively about this team at that point, it was that tandem. I was like, it's great that like Ersin's playing like a very solid 1B kind of goalie and that Carter Hart can still shoulder a good amount
of
the
games. You
got two
guys in your mid-20s that look like they could be worthwhile players. And
wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now we got – and you know what? I don't know if Sam Merson's going to be the guy for the future forever, but like, I'm
he's
happy
clearly holding
now.
That role for the time being.
He's fine.
Until they know more what they have with Kolosov and Bjarnason in a couple of years. I mean, Ersin's the guy.
So it's going to be probably Ersin and well, I guess that's the next thing is Fedotov coming back.
I got this I guy. Can you imagine? You're kidnapped in Russia and forced to spend two extra years there. Then you come over and your first, you know, experience in North America is in the middle of his 8-game losing streak. He's getting his fucking wheels blown off every single night. He's not signed as of yet. I assume he's coming back for at least a year or two. But I do think it would be fucking hilarious if he just goes like, fuck this, I'm going to go play for a contender. And signs
he goes
play
for the Ducks too.
Yeah, he leaves and signs with Anaheim.
Anaheim just has like this like career year next year. They have, but it's all it's like Bobby Brink and fucking Morgan Frost. It's like a trade.
You know, when the
like
Kings
Morgan
won
Frost,
their cup,
Bobby
they
Brink.
Were called the West Coast Flyers because they had so many former
I
Flyers
do remember
out
that.
There. So the West Coast Flyers will be the new Kings Ducks team when everyone's out there. Yeah,
yeah, but it's everyone hates this one because Cutter Gauthier is on the team. Oh boy, can you imagine when Mishkov comes over and. You know, I'm going to say when now because I think it's a little bit more sure at this point.
It's just two fucking years from now, but yeah, he should theoretically be here.
And like, it's like the whole narrative's like Cutter Gauthier. It's like the same thing with like Drew and Crosby. It's Cutter Gauthier and Mishkov, and one did one of you a flyer. This guy's the flyer star, and it's going to be such nauseating narrative where these so it's going to be showmanship, and then we're going to make a new weird rival out of the Anaheim Ducks.
It's too bad they only play them in Philly once a year.
Isn't it crazy? But they'll still do it.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a heated rivalry game. Cutter Gauthier first in Philadelphia.
Oh, man. Do you know how many people are going to go? It's crazy that, like, I think Dylan said this, but it was like, they almost doxed Cutter Gauthier.
Something about, yeah, when I guess the picture they posted when he signed his contract was very clear as to what was actually on the contract.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God.
I have not gone out of my way to see what that is, but yeah, I did see people talking.
Well, yeah, that's his business. I mean, that's the thing that's so weird about this whole Cutter Gauthier thing is people like were sending him death threats and people were saying like, we'll fucking do this and that to you and whatever else and we'll find you. And I'm like, it's a hockey game. At the end of the day, if he doesn't want to play for the Flyers,
this
that's on him.
This guy flexing his right to not play for a team. Like, I wish more prospects could do that rather than just collegiate players. Like,
I agree.
That should be what most teams, granted, you know, throw the parity right out the window, which is what the NHL would hate most. But you know, yeah, I'm a big fan of players flexing their right to not play for teams. And Gauthier just being a complete villain like this, I love it. I love That's this fine. Bad guy shtick. It's awesome.
Well, he's gonna come in. So is he? So he's not. Is are the Ducks done? Do they have any more games?
I have no
curious.
Idea.
I'm about to check. Because if they do, does that mean Cutter Gauthier plays?
If they have a game, I assume he's playing. But
there's a game on Thursday. Would that mean I can't?
Yeah, they play the Golden Knights on Thursday, and then they're done.
So he would theoretically play that so last could, game.
Yeah, theoretically, potentially play that last game. Yeah.
Oh well. Could have been something great, but.
How was last time the Ducks even played?
That's what I'm wondering too. That's what I was trying to look for. This is just off the rails.
Didn't it play since Saturday? What?
I can't believe the Flyers did so well. I was wrong. They didn't win today.
Yeah, they played Saturday, April 13. They're not going to play until Thursday, April 18. How did that even happen?
I mean,
what a random time to have a break.
Yeah, right at the end of the season. John Torella pulling the goalie in regulation, even though the Flyers have 0% chance of making the playoffs. I thrive off the negativity. Flyers season, just trash. There they are saluting. Oh my God, here's all the people going to start doing all the like sentimental. Mm-hmm. Well, here we are, guys. We weren't supposed to be here, but we got 8 picks in 2 rounds over the next 2 years. We're going to do it. It's going to be okay.
I hate that argument, but we weren't supposed to be here, so it's okay you collapsed. No, you still fucking collapsed. You were in a playoff spot. You held third place in the Metro for like 3 months.
That's the thing. Is like
collapsed. They did this to themselves. They failed. They failed. And listen, going back to the goaltending thing, yeah, losing Hart sucks. Your power play was dead last. You were 26th in the league in goals for per game. Your defense, you know, your team defense and defense individual was fine, but it's not great. You know, it was overvalued a little bit because Bradshaw's really good at what he does. But overall, there are weaknesses everywhere. You know, if you were relying on one player, one Carter Hart to save everything, then you're not that good to begin with. They struggled immensely to keep themselves in their head above water all season long. That 8-game losing streak probably should have happened 2 months before it fucking did.
That's what I've been saying. Honestly, just cut the bullshit, Ben, and stop giving us hope. Because, like you said earlier, we were starting to kind of buy into it a little bit by that last Carolina game. You're like, oh, it was like really close, but you know, we could see them kind of being that Carolina team, and now it's just like, dude, I don't see them beating the fucking Sharks. I guarantee you, if they were playing the Sharks, I still think they would have lost the same kind of score.
Probably.
It's just this team just does not have it, and like, I could have told you that at the beginning of the year. It's like, it wasn't that hard. You didn't have to spend an entire season figuring that out. I could have told you that from the signings you did on the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't move the needle at all, and you were trying to move a needle to a more positive. I swear they went and thinking, all right, so once we get Couturier and Atkinson back, just add some depth, and we could probably actually make something of this.
Yep.
And it's just like, okay, you did something better than the last few years, but it's like, but now we're just a bubble team again. So great, we're back where we were 10 years, like the last 10 years, and we have nothing to show for it. We have really nothing to show for it. And I don't even think it's worth like trying to move up in this draft, but I hope to God if they're going to run this back that they play like a bottom five team.
Oh, I beg the differ. I think now is the perfect time to move up in the draft. Fucking 12 and whatever the Panthers finish at in their late 20s, not worth it. Put those two together and see how far you can get.
But wouldn't the argument maybe say to be try and be aggressive in the next draft? Because isn't that draft more forward heavy?
Be aggressive in every fucking draft if you're going to try and rebuild on the fly.
I guess that's true.
You need all help you can get in 24 and 25.
This is a defense heavy draft, isn't it? That's what I keep hearing. So, so maybe we could actually get our bona fide number one this year.
Let's draft another defenseman who won't play in the NHL because they'll be busy with Mark Stahl. Yay!
I mean, that would be the right thing to do, the get an actual defenseman and get rid of Mark Stahl and get rid of Sanheim and get rid of half these players. I still don't like that we re-signed Nick Seeler. I understand why, and it's okay. The deal is fine. I don't think it was worth it. I think
it's
this is another
fine.
Big way.
2.7 for Nick Seeler is bullshit.
It's bullshit.
For
you
4 years.
I mean, when I say fine, it's like of overall whatever 2.2 point. But
it could be worse. Woohoo!
It could be worse. But
that shouldn't be the bar that this team is constantly at with everything that they do.
I 100% agree.
Hey, it could have been worse. Great.
I 100% agree. That's the thing. We shouldn't be playing from a, well, we were shit last year. I'm like, good. Let's just try and see what we can do with getting some actual talent here, because we look at the free agent pool. I think we're just kind of rambling at this point, but we look at the free agent pool. It's not that great, you know, and we're looking at, you know, people talk about getting like Zegras or someone in the offseason, and we have to think about what we're going to have to give up for that. And it's like, if you want a star, you're going to have to pay a pretty penny to get him. Or you could actually just suck for a couple of years, get in the top five of the draft, and actually get those guys and build your team up from there. But the Flyers don't want to do either of those things. So this is where we're going to be. If you guys think we're going to actually make progress this year, let's just see what happens in the after this offseason. Because this offseason means everything about if I'm going to buy into this front office or not. If Danny Briere is aggressive and does something shocking this offseason, I'll be more on board. But if he just runs it back, I'm just going to go, all right, well, the only hope is if they get in that top 10 next draft.
If so, he just sits on the PR just tweeted out that the Capitals blocked 32 shots in their 2-1 win over Philadelphia. It's tied for the most shots Washington has blocked in a single game this season, dating back to early November, it looks like. So the Flyers were eliminated because the Caps blocked shots better than the Flyers did. They lost at their own game.
Nick Seeler be damned, dude. That's all Nick Seeler. Where was Nick Seeler when that goal was happening? Why didn't he block that shot? Fucking $2.7 million next year. God damn it.
Yeah.
That dude's gonna be laughing it up and eating fucking filet mignon while we're fucking crying and complaining that he's playing, getting battered and bruised every night.
Oh, God. Well,
this
we'll
team.
Call it a night here.
Well,
we're
for
back.
The thousands.
We'll be back. Well, I don't know. Maybe potentially tomorrow. If not, I'll be back Thursday with Nick. It seems like Katie will be in on that too, according to the group.
Yeah, I just saw that.
New freaking Flyer recordings on Friday for reals this week. We bumped it back because we didn't want to spend 5 hours of recording content about talking the Flyers make the playoffs if they, you know, actually made the playoffs. But that isn't happening anymore. So we can continue on as usual on Friday. So that'll be the thing. yeah. Plenty of shit on the website, brotherlypuck.com, the Steven Stamkos piece. You can check that out. Should have my autopsy of the Flyers season up hopefully tomorrow morning. Hopefully I finish that tonight and get it up tomorrow, even though it was kind of late. Yeah, we'll see. Doesn't matter. Should be up tomorrow. Brotherlypuck.com at the end of the live brotherlypuck _ pod. Tip to tip podcast coming soon. About a month's time. You check that out. Tip to Tip Podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your shows from, at Tip to Tip Pod on Twitter. Yeah. Dan the Flyer Fan _ jerseys over on Instagram. Forgot that one. And, papaya. What? The fuck was that face for?
I just wasn't expecting it. Papa Flyers. That's my Twitter.
That's close to the same thing.
Papaya. Papaya was a fruit. That was papaya.
All right, everyone. Until next time, goodbye and good night.